Well, intern, looks like you've completed your time here.
You know, Turkey Lurkey, you don't have to call me intern. You can call me Chicken Little.
Not sure why, but your name confuses me.
Besides, that whole sky is falling thing brought a lot of bad publicity.
I said I was sorry.
Yeah, well, maybe there's a different calling for you. Maybe you'd be good at retail, or possibly assembly work.
I had hoped being an intern would help me get a job here.
Can't see that happening.
Not a chance.
You got a crazy imagination.
No going away cake?
Here's a few bucks. Treat yourself to a cupcake and some coffee at Blaine Crane's Coffee and Cupcake Snackatorium.
It's been real, tiny chicken girl.
Did you happen to get me a bendy straw?
I left the whole drawer full in the break room.
That's good. Well, all the best. Got work to do. Take a hint, chicken. Fly the coop.
Time is money.
I'm not getting any younger.
I thought I meant something to them. I'm so dejected.
Chicken Little was so dejected.
What do I do now?
She wondered what she would do now. She needed a plan. Maybe Mrs. McDonald's farm. Where were those ducks?
Here, there, everywhere.
E-I-E-I-O. Maybe I will go and get some coffee and a cupcake.
She decided to get some coffee and a cupcake.
Why do you keep doing that?
Doing what?
Repeating what I just said. They can hear me say it. No need to say it twice.
Oh, but I signed on to narrate this episode, so...
Just get me to Blaine Crane's Coffee and Cupcake Snackatorium.
I can do that. It does seem a poor use of my skills. I have so much to offer, and you just don't see me as needed, I guess.
Oh, all right. Do an opening, and then get me to Blaine's.
Awesome. Thanks. You won't regret this. Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation of Fable Distortions, Episode 20, Big Trouble Finds Chicken Little.
Trouble?
I probably said too much.
Seriously, what trouble?
Chicken Little is just about to open the door to Blaine Crane's Coffee and Cupcake Snackatorium.
Are you going to answer my question?
This is me not answering your question. Oh, look! You're here, Miss Little. Just open the door and, you know, follow your heart and stuff.
Welcome to Blaine's. We'll be with you shortly.
Thanks.
Surprise!
Woo, hoo, and yeehaw.
Surprise.
So you guys did like me?
Yeah, we were just looking for a reason to get out of the office.
But you liked me, right?
Blaine Crane serves great coffee.
But my time at Lurky Lucky and Penny meant something, right?
It meant I didn't have to buy my own bendy straws. Yay me!
What are you doing here?
Oh, I thought I just heard the voice of our former receptionist.
That's because you did, Mr. Lucky.
How are things going, Lucy?
About as well as can be expected from an out-of-work goose. Most of the time, I walk the park and hiss at people.
Just glad you haven't lost your sense of humor.
Yeah, I saved up enough to buy a cup of iced coffee with a bendy straw. And it's all mine. Don't even think about it, Lurky.
This is me not thinking about a bendy straw, perfectly angled in a warm cup of gravy.
Knock it off.
Is everything all right here, Mr. Lurkey?
I think so, Blaine. Do you remember the intern I was telling you about?
I do. What did you say? Let's see. Very aware of the needs of the office, but a little forgettable.
Yeah, that's her.
Well, I do have an opening for a barista.
No one serves up a cup of joe like a bear.
Lizard Gizzard, your order's ready.
Well, I'm willing to give your chicken a chance. We'll probably have to call her a chickenista.
Wait, you're giving the chicken a job?
Why not?
This is not fair. I'll just take my bendy straw and leave now. There are other places to get coffee, you know.
What's wrong with her?
We try not to ask.
Drop in again.
Enjoy your coffee and cupcakes. And we will see you, Miss Little, in the morning.
Welcome to Blaine. We'll be with you shortly.
Come on down to Blaine Crane's Coffee and Cupcake Snackatorium with 17 different variety of birdseed cupcakes and coffee beans picked by a highly trained flock of hummingbirds under the direction of an award-winning master brewing macaroni penguin.
Hi, I'm Pete. I'm a penguin and I have no life, so I pick coffee beans on faraway mountains and dream of an icy climate and a pretty penguin named Blanche.
Guests have left 12 positive comments about our barista of the month, Barry Bear.
Would you like cream with that?
No, but I would like a bendy straw.
Don't push it.
Can I get it to go?
Not a problem. We'd love to serve.
That's Blaine Crane's Coffee and Cupcake Snackatorium, just off the Sky is Falling Parkway and Wheat Seed Drive.
They never mentioned Chicken Little. Are you certain she's working there?
I'm telling you, I was there when she was given the job, Loxie.
I don't have any reason to doubt you, but I'll still need to see it for myself. Geezo Weasel and Roger Badger, come with me, lads. I'm in the mood for coffee and tasty sweets.
That sounds great, boss.
Yeah, I'm in. Where are we going?
Hey, you got a plan?
She fell for me once. Perhaps she will again.
I never understood that. A chicken liking a fox. It's like inviting a moose to a carrot family reunion. Not a very smart chicken.
The goose knew what she was talking about. Because, well, she had worked with Chicken Little and had never really gotten over the whole bendy straw issue.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Tune in again next time when we hear...
Excuse me, who are ye?
Ah, yes, well, I suppose we haven't been properly introduced. I'm the narrator, and you are...
My friends call me Loxie, and this show isn't over.
Really?
Really?
We've established that I'm the antagonist, and Chicken Little is the protagonist. We generated a bit of conflict, but no resolution.
And it will all come to light in the exciting conclusion...
I think he needs a timeout. Take a seat.
Yeah, what the boss said.
What's your hurry?
Well, now that you mention it, I could probably use a break.
Go ahead and say it like we practiced.
Welcome to Blaine's. We'll be with you shortly.
Like a pro.
What can I get you today?
Yeah, I'd like a half-calf peppermint mocha, a shot of espresso, and extra cream.
Living large, eh?
Since today ends in D-A-Y, I decided to throw caution to the wind and go a little, I don't know, wild.
Whole milk or skim?
Let's go whole. Remember, today I'm...
Going a little wild? You must be so proud. Welcome to Blaine's. We'll be with you shortly.
Do my eyes deceive me, or is this Chicken Little?
Loxie! What? How? Why are you here? I mean, I thought you were in jail.
Time off for good behavior.
Good behavior. Ain't that rich?
Yeah, what he said. What'd he say?
Can I get that to go? Better yet, can you just cancel that order? Suddenly, not thirsty.
I thought you were living wildly today.
Change my mind. There's something to be said for practicality and sound judgment.
Loxie, you're gonna get me fired.
Is this really the job you want to have, love?
Turkey Lurkey got me this job.
If I were a betting fox, I'd say he just wants free bendy straws. I mean, who wouldn't?
He already has all he needs.
Is everything all right out there?
Nothing I can't handle, sir.
Could you tell your friends to leave if they aren't going to be ordering today? The whole place is cleared out like the last time Chunky Skunky dropped by.
Sounds like he thinks we're bad for business.
Well, that stinks.
Maybe we are. We each took a bag of coffee. Who'd stop us?
Loxie, don't!
Are you going to make me chicken?
What's going on out there?
Nothing, Mr. Crane.
Let's get out of here, boss.
Can we change the channel? This is getting boring.
I'm not quite done, Weasel. Here, Miss Little, take one. I say they're free today.
They're not free, Loxie.
You what? We should go, boss?
I'm coming out there.
That is our cue to leave, gentlemen.
Come again.
Stop, thieves! Stop!
What? Who? Me?
Didn't you see those guys? Didn't you hear me whimpering?
When I'm in the zone of making coffee, my mind is impervious to the whimpering of mere birds.
Miss Little, are you stealing from me?
What? No, I would never...
Miss Little, please go to my office and wait for the police. I don't know when I felt so betrayed.
But, Mr. Crane, I...
Save it for the police, Miss Little. I'm so ashamed of you.
Blaine Crane was ashamed and waiting for the police.
Correct, Captain Obvious,
said the coffee shop owner, pointing out the narrator's peculiar skill set.
You want me to make you a frap?
You're kidding me. Tell me you're kidding me.
We break from this riveting drama for this late-breaking news. I'm Chip Beef. You may remember that recently the city was all astir when one Miss Chicken Little proclaimed that the sky was falling. Ultimately, F. Loxy took the blame.
That one's on me, Your Honor.
Loxy's good behavior got him an early pass home, but it appears Miss Little has taken a walk on a much darker road.
But I didn't do it!
Tell it to the judge.
Wonderful work, Loxy.
That's what I call payback.
You showed her, didn't you?
I suppose.
What did you show her?
We showed her she needs to get what's common to her. That's what we showed her.
Suddenly I can't remember why we chose to treat Chicken Little so shamefully.
Yeah. Why did we do that, boss?
Because she, we did sort of seem rude.
Hey, guys, let's not get off track here. She was,
Yeah?
I mean, I was...
You was, You was what?
Well, after all, she...
She what?
Well, she... That... The job. It should have been mine.
You mean we got her in trouble? For you?
Well, isn't that what friends are for?
So Chicken Little might go to jail?
Because you're jealous?
Well, why does it sound so awful when you put it in like that?
Looks like we've got some damage control to take care of.
I understand you have a character witness.
We do, Your Honor. I called Ducky Lucky to the stand. State your name for the court.
Ducky Jonathan Lucky IV.
Are you currently employed?
I am.
And what type of employment are you currently engaged in?
I thought you knew. I'm a lawyer.
We work together.
And where exactly do you work, Mr. Lucky?
Mr. Lurky, this court is well aware of where Mr. Lucky works.
So you probably know where Henny Penny works?
I do. Can you just get on with questions relevant to this case?
Yes, Your Honor. Was Miss Little employed at the law firm of Lurky, Lucky, and Penny?
She was not.
She wasn't? Why did I see her every day?
She was an intern, but not an actual employee of the firm.
But did you like her?
She was nice, but she never gave me a bindi straw. I'd always hope she would.
That's funny. I always got one.
That's because you always asked for one, sir.
The defendant is reminded to remain silent.
My apologies, Your Honor.
This is a travesty of justice, Your Honor.
Yeah, a real bad thing, Your Royal Roadness.
You need to knock it off.
Order. Order in the court. Young Fox, I will not have this court made into a sideshow. What is the meaning of this?
Miss Little is innocent, although a very poor judge of character.
And you can prove this?
If you study the security tapes carefully, you will find that I placed the coffee in the possession of Miss Little. I and my companions took bags of coffee with us. We are the real culprits here, not Miss Little.
Say, didn't I send you to jail for contributing to the delinquency of an intern?
Guilty's charged, but I've spent my allotted time in jail.
Minus time for good behavior.
He was a good boy for a little while.
There was one more participant, Your Honor.
It's one of those days when I feel like I've lost all control.
I've had jealousy issues my entire life, Your Honor.
I can vouch for that, Your Honor.
My goodness, she can be a real pill.
Anyway, what I was trying to say was that I might have influenced Loxy and his comrades to do what they did. I feel awful about it. Just horrible. Really, I do.
Okay. While there's a law in the action, let me just say that this episode of Fable Distortion, brought to you by Spongies, the hot new product that both absorbs water and can get wet. Spongies, also available in a water-repellent foam spray and a disposable tooth scrubbing kit, perfect for after-meal cleaning. I see the judge has entered the courtroom. Let's listen in.
Mr. Crane, before this goes any further sideways, how much would the 3 bags of coffee cost retail?
Around $30, Your Honor.
Based on the menagerie of witnesses and countless interruptions, along with their own admission of guilt, I hereby sentence F. Loxy and his 2 cohorts to 10 hours of volunteer service, 2 hours of work per animal, cleaning up after hours at Blaine Crane's Coffee and Cupcake Snackatorium. Now, these hours are to be supervised by Mr. Crane. You will further be responsible for repaying the purchase price of the coffee taken from Mr. Crane's shop.
A reasonable sentence, Your Honor.
So, no jail time?
I like the sound of that. It sounds like Christmas. Not the one I remember, but the one I always wished for.
No jail time. But I won't go so easy if you 3 get into trouble again. And as for you, Miss Goosey, I appreciate your honesty. I can think of 2 sentences that fit the crime. One involves jail time.
And the other one?
Publicly apologize to Miss Little. And reconsider your choice of friends.
I wouldn't hang out with me, but I can't always get away from myself.
Hey.
No, he's right.
And work to discover contentment in what you already have. Can you abide by these terms?
Yes, Your Honor.
Outstanding. Court is adjourned.
Looks like all's well that ends well. It did end well, didn't it?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Lurkey.
No problem, Miss Little.
You remembered my name.
Let's not meet this way again.
I agree.
Hey, Miss Little.
Lucy.
I'm sorry. Really, I am. You just seem so nice. You never stop trying. Man, I wish I could be like that.
Maybe you can. Do you want to go get some coffee?
With a bendy straw? I'd like that.
Hey, you want to go steal some newspapers?
Ooh, good idea. It would prove nobody could teach us nothing.
We're at the end of this audio drama, lads. It's time we learn something. Let's go home.
So, learning stuff is a good thing.
It is. Come again, or don't.
It always seems like Chicken Little is learning something new, and today we got to learn with her. If you've listened to our last Chicken Little episode, you've learned that she landed a job at the Celery House restaurant. She lost that job, as well as the one at Blaine Crane's Coffee and Cupcake Snackatorium. But we think better days are ahead for Miss Little. F. Loxy did have a book deal while in jail, but he had no idea how to write, and the deal fell through. If the original story was about courage, then this follow-up to Blue Sky vs. Farm Feathered Fowl is about the value of choosing good friends. You've been listening to Fable Distortions, Episode 20, Big Trouble Finds Chicken Little. We'd like to thank the Fable Distortion players, Tom Chalker as Turkey Lurkey and Barry Bear, Delvin Kinzer as Ducky Lucky, Chip Beef and Roger Badger, Katie Daynert as Chicken Little, Glenn Haskell as Owl Powell and Giesel Weasel, Ryan Haskell as F. Loxy, and our guests include Natalie Stanfield as Henny Penny and the Customer, Janessa Cooper as Lucy Goosey, Randy Strew as Blaine Crane, and Christopher Stutzman as the narrator. Well, I guess that's me, isn't it? Fable Distortions, Big Trouble Finds Chicken Little was written, produced, and mixed by Glenn Haskell and was based on an Aesop fable, The Farmer and the Crane. The executive producer and webmaster was Captain John Taduzak. Theme music by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. Our art director is Sayanta Paul, and this story is presented for your amusement and pleasure, and characters are fictitious. Any similarities to an actual human or farm creature was unintended. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Christopher Stutzman. This is an original production by Misfits Audio, copyright 2016. All rights are reserved.
guests have left 12 positive comments of... Ah.
I'm losing the chicken. Gotta get that chicken back. Gotta get the inner chicken out.
Out of all times you could have done this, you did it now.
We do, Your Honor. I call Lucky Duck to the stick. I call Ducky Luck. Hello.
Why did I... Okay. Read the words. Oh, ding-a-ding-a-da. Take a seat.
I decided to throw caution to the wind and go a little, I don't know, wild. Oh, that's the customer. Never mind.
Copyright. Let's try that again.
And what type of employment are you in? Are you...
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Good script, Glenn.